she said, strands I've been with white. She said, take up my eyes for lucky stones. Staring at you, feel drivers through. I saw the dream walking to me. Bed in the morning shines at E. Fire pouring out the blinking stones. Blanket thrown.
What's up, everyone? It's time to answer today's 10-second question. All right, you ready? Here we go. What radio station are you listening to? Time's almost up. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked.
Okay, kids, the car's packed up and the campfire is out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. You can see it's still smoking.
Close enough.
Close enough? If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave. You could burn down this forest. Not to mention our whole neighborhood. Come on, Dad, do your homework. 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans.
Did I say we were leaving? I was kidding.
Sure you were, Dad.
Are you gonna tell your mom about this?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You're never too young to get your smoky on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 11th at 3 p.m., head over to the Butternut Valley Room for art and advocacy poster making. On Thursday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m., join Adios for their Corazones y Colores San Valentín-themed event in Fitzell, Room 303. On Friday, February 13th, starting at 10 a.m., join WONY for our World Radio Day tabling happening in the Hunt Union Lobby. Also on Friday, join Milne Library for their For the Love of Books event from 2 to 4 p.m. in Milne 102A. In Dewar Arena, watch women's basketball as they take on New Paltz happening at 5:30 p.m. And stay after to watch men's basketball as they also take on New Paltz happening at 7:30 in Dewar Arena. On Saturday, February 14th, happening in the Hunt Union Ballroom starting at 5 p.m., watch the Threads of the Diaspora African Fashion Showcase presented by the Pan-African Student Union and the SUNY Oneonta Heritage Language Institute. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked. Stay warm out there.
This is the Experimental Hour. Keep it locked.
For my night underneath me. hallway under construction, coming along just fine. We built this house right up to code. They always say reap what you sow. We built the house right up to code. We know this house, it's what we know. I fall out the window. I hope the ground catches my bones. And all the roots form a net underneath me. And it knows we don't know what we're thinking still. I know what I built now.
I'm climbing the dark. dream on, dream on.
Chasing foolish pleasure now. I wanna overindulge. Blur all the lines on the edge of my lipstick. Get up high enough to fall. Black sky, deep dark curved riptide. Drag me out with you.
Just today, yeah. The local time is always now. yesterday. The local time is always now. They found tomorrow in a fossil yesterday. The local time is always now. Only, only, anyway.
Different. So good.
Experimental Hour. Keep it locked.
Honey, honey, I know. What you will hear now will bring back memories to some, will open up new fields to others, but most important, will keep alive to all and for all time what can really never die. The many moods of... what you will hear now will bring back memories to some, will open up new fields to others, but most important, will keep alive to all and for all time what can really never die. The many moods of... up new fields to others, but most important, will keep alive to all and for all time what can really never die. The many moods of...
Thank you.
Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?